Thank you for participating.
You're welcome.
So first off, how has your life changed since March as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Primarily, I have to stay indoors and avoid contact with people I normally would see. And also, because of my wife's situation with chemotherapy, I can't be exposing myself to potential infection. Also, I have shopping. I have senior hours early in the morning, so I have to get up by 5:30, 5:45 in the morning to go shopping and avoid crowds.
Thank you. What would you say are the main sources you received information about COVID-19 from? And how did you act upon the information that you received?
I got a lot of it from listening to shows on the internet, primarily podcasts, such as Dr. Drew, and also watching the president's conference press conferences with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Briggs.
What would you say is the hardest or biggest challenge for you or your family during COVID-19? And I know you talked a bit about your wife's chemotherapy, but please elaborate on what you feel are the biggest challenges for you.
Well, my son is a graduate student at Rutgers University, and he lives there on campus. So his interaction with us have been very brief, and most of the time he's there for a few minutes to pick something up or drop something off, and we have to practice social distance when he's here. And my daughter had been tested, and she's proven negative to COVID-19. And she works from home, so there's little interaction with her with other people as you would with a job site.
Thank you. In what ways did you address the challenges of COVID-19? What challenges do you expect might remain in a world post-COVID-19?
A total change in the way people conduct business, the way we conduct business with a lot easier to order online now, which we weren't comfortable before doing, and we do it primarily. Also, ordering food takeout is much easier now than it was before for us.
Who are your allies living during the pandemic? Who have you been able to lean on?
Well, we talk a lot to our friends on our cell phones, and also just by listening to people's opinions on YouTube and getting information that way.
What were your greatest sources of strength? Where and when did you feel less strong?
I get strength probably from my family and friends, and less strong because of the way it's being approached by the government officials and the prolonged COVID-19 preventive measures.
What has brought you happiness, or where did you find happiness in your day-to-day experience with COVID-19?
I find it very comforting working in my yard, my garden, and also sitting out in the evening on my porch. And also, I'm a gamer, so I do involve myself in my my games on Steam.
What brought you, or where did you find sadness during the pandemic?
Well, my aunt had passed away from, she was in a nursing home, and she passed away in April, but no one could visit her, and she didn't really have a funeral. So my cousins and I couldn't grieve.
What were some of your greatest disappointments as a result of the pandemic? Or what surprised you about the pandemic?
I don't know of any disappointments I have because I'm a retiree, so a lot of the times I have found hobbies to do independent of having a work environment. So I'm not very disappointed. The only thing I'm disappointed in is my feelings for youth not having a chance to go to a school environment or be with their friends. I think that's going to be a big effect on our society. But the collective effort of everybody involved is going to get us past this.
What are some of your greatest fears moving forward?
The effect on our economy is a big fear because, I'm a fixed income person and I have a lot to do with getting my money through investments. So effect on the stock market could be devastating for senior citizens. And also any type of taxes that have to be imposed in our state to try to recoup what we've lost could affect everybody.
Please describe one act of kindness that was done for you.
I think an act of kindness, I think it's a collective effort because when I go shopping for us, we have a lot of interaction with people normally wouldn't have, such as a handicapped person would need help and ask me for help from something from a shelf, and I would get it for them. And also trying to help everybody to observe social distance and waiting patiently for them to pass through the aisle.
Did you have any conversations with healthcare or other service providers about COVID-19? What would that conversation look like, and who might have said what?
I have annual visits with my dermatologist, and very, very impressed with their approach to COVID-19 and waiting to go into the office. You can't go in and wait. There's no waiting room. They check your temperature, and then in with the doctor, you're wearing a mask most of the time until he has to check your facial skin for any type of melanoma. Also, every few months I go to my podiatrist, and we have a conversation about his feeling about it and his other patients feeling about it.
What are some COVID-19 resources you're aware of or that you've benefited from personally? I know you discussed about interacting with podcasts and listening to press conferences, but who would you say are your trusted sources for COVID-related information?
Well, they have the website for New Jersey. It's the government, the state government's COVID-19 hub, and I get a lot of information from them as to how they're going about treatments and what the numbers look like.
Do you know where you can get tested for COVID-19?
Yes, yeah, I can find that readily.
Do you think that all communities have been treated equally during COVID-19? And were there populations who might have been favored over others?
Now, I'm not familiar with that at all. I can't say that I've had anything I've read about the urban versus suburban communities and rich versus poor as far as the COVID-19 treatment.
Who do you think was left out of New Jersey's emergency COVID response? Why might they have been left out?
Oh, absolutely. It would be the undocumented community out of fear or out of a type of word of mouth as to their risk factor as for staying here, and also how they would be treated in a hospital situation.
What do you think New Jersey could have done better?
I think early on, the state was pretty much on top of social distancing, and the only thing that might have been a bad idea was having the group rallies where there's too many people involved, and the possible exposure. Also, I'm not too comfortable about how they're addressing mass transit. I wouldn't be taking a train if I didn't have a reason to.
If there was one thing that you or someone else could have done differently in this pandemic or when you first learned about it, what might it be?
That is tough because it's not really been a situation like this before in my lifetime where we've been in social isolation and quarantining. All the flu seasons that I've gone through, there's never been a precedent like this before. So it's tough to gauge how you could do anything better because I don't think we've had a situation like this before that. And that's since the polio epidemic, which is before my time. All I did for that is take the vaccine by Sugar Cube.
And what are some concerns you have about your personal health during COVID-19, or if you contracted COVID-19?
I'm trying to exercise more now and watch trying to avoid unnecessary trips to areas that would be having a group of people like Home Depot or something like that. Also with COPD, I can't risk getting a COVID-19. I would be immediately seeing my pulmonologist and get her on board with me as to what the treatment we should pursue.
All right, well, those are all the questions that I have. Thank you so much for participating.